From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. An arrest warrant has been issued for a foreign man wanted in the bombing that killed at least 22 people Monday at a Bangkok shrine. The Thai National Police Chief said Wednesday the suspected bomber was likely acting as part of a network, but investigators have not yet established his motives or nationality. Authorities released a sketch of the suspect, a young man with black shaggy hair, stubble, and round plastic-framed glasses. There's a cash reward for information leading to his capture. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Thai Prime Minister said it may have been politically motivated, aimed at damaging the tourism industry and, as a result, the economy. Other officials have suggested various theories involving various elements behind Thailand's divisive politics.
So there's a spectrum of scenarios, moderately to quite plausible scenarios of who might have been the instigator. None of them are watertight, though. It really just means that there's a lot of work to be done in terms of following up on who might have been the perpetrator.
That's John Bloxland, a senior fellow at the Strategic and Defense Studies Center at the Australian National University. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, as well as Syrian authorities, are saying that Islamic State militants have publicly beheaded the former Syrian director of antiquities in the ancient city of Palmyra, a UNESCO World Heritage Site dating back some 2,000 years. The Islamic State group seized Palmyra in May, setting off fears over the fate of its ruins. I'm Steve Karish, broadcasting from Washington. You're listening to VOA News. Human Rights Watch has leveled harsh criticism at Egypt.